This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
When I grow up, I want my ancestors to know I was pro-human. And I want us to win. We're going to win. At least a remnant. Yeah, we'll be lucky if 10% of them will survive. That'll be a big victory.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I am trapped on a planet in deep space. I am trapped on the third planet from a standard yellow star. So close, it causes genetic mutations in my genetic bloodline every cycle and gives me cancers on my skin. Think about how fantastical that sounded. Think about how insane that sounded. I am trapped on a planet in deep space on a spiral arm Milky Way galaxy. I have a vision, though. A race consciousness as a human of something bigger and a longer history and even bigger tomorrow. And that's what we're talking about. The global technocrats have already captured the future. They're already 20, 30, 40 years advanced that we know of. They may have already had singularities that have been controlled, super jumps in technology. They're acting like we don't even exist. And there's kind of a discussion about how to deal with us. And do they entertain us to death and have us be sterilized or just kill everybody outright? They're like, for the good of the earth, just kill everyone. And so they're kind of like, well, there's 7+ billion of them. You know, we're the new globalist life form. And if we wipe a bunch of them out, they can really get aggressive and do some amazing stuff, because after all, we stole all their technology and did this to them. We're just pretending we're gods in a breakaway civilization, so we're actually kind of scared of them because we're not who we really say we are. So let's kind of sit back and wait. And the top globalists are like, kill, 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 release the bioweapons now, release, 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 save the earth of the human scourge and you will merge with the AI god. Save the earth, prove yourselves worthy. And a lot of globalists are going, you know, I don't really know. I trust this. Make no mistake. You've all got front seats to your own barbecue. And all of you little knick-knack people that serve evil believing gives you power, you will be destroyed. It's a metaphysical universal rule. You will be destroyed. And I do take pleasure in it because you are cancer being removed from the universe. But yes, you're fools. Yes, yeah, you can. See, only close to your final goal do you begin to actually pick up on what you did and what fools you were, as if any entity promising you power to do horrible crap would actually give you the power, as if it could give you the power. That's lie number one. Lucifer can't give you the power. Only the dream of the power. As if you were ascendant enough to even imagine that. Let's go to this clip. This is a dreamer. I'll pronounce his name wrong. I'm an idiot. Hilario Yanez. Is that right? And he's talking about how they're using dreamers as pawns. And make no mistake, everybody's being used as a pawn. Let's admit it. Here it is.
You're a dreamer, and you're speaking positively about Donald Trump. I figured you would have, you'd be the kind of person who would be speaking more highly of the Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They've got a different plan.
Correct. You know, I grew up on conservative
values.
I
went to this late. They just pointed that out. It's like a two-minute clip. And I'm going to come back and play the clip. All I'm telling you is, and I'm going to say this again, not from a power trip, because it's the opposite. I feel super weak talking to globalists, and I feel like I feel super weak in front of God, and like little globalists, like little worms over here, and then the public super powerful doesn't realize how powerful they are. I'm like, don't you realize you're an amazing, powerful being made in the image of God, and you just don't get it. I'm just trying to explain to people that the globalists are a joke. I mean, they really are a joke. And they're standing in the way of human development. And they really are like space cancer.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey!
All right, let's do this. I can pontificate all day long, but I want to play this clip from Hilario Yanez that I meant to get to earlier in the week, pointing out that everybody's being used as pawns. It's a manipulation. The U.S. has one of the most open immigration systems in the world. This idea that if you just don't let anybody come in and keep this permanent underclass that's undocumented here, that you're bad, that is pure manipulation. I'm going to go right to Keith and David and Dennis and Perry and John and Don and Zach and Daniel and J.K. and Karen and Kevin. We're going to get to everybody. But boom, 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 start your engines. Here's that clip.
You're a dreamer, and you're speaking positively about Donald Trump. I figured you would have, you'd be the kind of person who would be speaking more highly of the Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They've got a different plan.
Correct. You know, I grew up on conservative values. I grew up on, first of all, you know, putting God in my life. Jesus Christ is my Savior. I grew up on family. I believe in prosperity. I believe in hope, working hard, and standing on your own mm-hmm. 2 feet. And that's what the Republican, you know, values are. And that's what I believe in. At the end of the day, I make decisions based on my values. And as far as the Democrats, I'm a little confused as what their message is. I'm a little confused as what they believe in. And so for me, it's more appealing to appeal to my values and right. something that aligns with those.
Hilario, you say that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have used the Dreamers, people like you, as political pawns. Why?
You know, a little bit about the Democrats. Look, Trump won. You know, that's the reality. I think, you know, it's time to move on. I think the reason he won was because he had a great message. He had great principles, whether you agreed or disagreed. And the reality is, look, Russia was not involved with this. It was a clear win. And I think CNN needs to move on from that and really focus on the American issues. But here's the facts. Look, yeah. The Dems failed to act back in 2008, back in 2011. I think now, look, I can go all day about Democrats. I possibly could have my own show. But look, I want to focus on the American issues, on this American issue. It's not a Republican, it's not a Democrat issue, but it's an American issue.
Sure.
And Republicans right now have a chance to make history. And this would look great on President Trump's legacy. I mean, this is something that President Trump would be known for. It's something that Obama couldn't do, something that President Bush couldn't do, and that's get border security and also give me the chance to serve this country.
Well, there you go.
But the Democrats and the Republicans, they want a permanent underclass. It's hard to become a citizen, easy to get here, to manipulate and control those people. I think we should end it. I want to go to Zeke. I want to go to David. I want to go to everybody, JK and others here in a moment. But that's what this is all about. This is about globalism. It's about breaking the back of the country. Let's go ahead and, again, who did I say I would go to first? Let's go ahead and go to David in Washington. David, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, I have a lot of questions, but I want to talk about the Florida shooting.
Okay, people call in, and we don't screen your calls, so you're on air. We're not screening your call.
Okay, so...
While you get your thoughts together, I'm gonna come back to you, because we get hundreds of calls. We don't screen calls. It's where you're calling from. Okay, we're going to move on, though, here. Zeke in California. Zeke, you're on the air. Zeke, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Alex, and all the work you do.
Thank you.
Indeed. I'm going to jump right on into it. I called before the election when you was asking the question, is somebody going to go, they're going to go with Hillary, they're going to go with Trump or whatever. And I say Hillary, you know, but it was a hard pill to swallow because I had my reasons why I couldn't ink a dot for Trump at the time. But I could see it's very important and key that Hillary didn't win. And then everything else that came out since then, right? So it's a very deep situation. So I'm fully tuned in. So I'm calling with a confessional because I'm confessing. Yeah, I did it. I'm more of a Ron Paul dude. Like, and Aaron Russo is the person that introduced me to that Ron Paul existed when America Free and the Fascism came out. And all
great
that
film, yeah. Great film, great guy.
Absolutely. I love him. Great dude. Met him. You know what I'm saying? Worked to help him get that film out. I've been around since then. I pay attention to it.
Sure. So you're saying your confessional is you were a Ron Paul guy, and then what's your confessional?
Professional it was not an accident because I have my reasons. That could be discussed at another time. That's not really part of the whole point. But I'm more of a Ron Paul in terms of my personal politics. But I was willing to vote for Hillary at first and Trump because I had my issues why I couldn't as a black man, right? Like, vote for Trump certain reasons, but I'm beyond that. I'm past that. I deal with it. I see what's going on. Like, I can really see, right? So it's pretty vivid. It's high resolution. And I'm looking
at... I can see how you could be confused during the campaign, but now the whole system against Trump. Why do they hate Trump so much for the economy coming back? Well, why do you think that's the case?
All of that. It's so major because we got to deal with socialism, Marxism, how the socialist Marxists took over the left wing, and some of them is openly that, and people's doing all this stuff. And so many things have been commandeered, but other people have been holding the torch and still maintaining for freedom. Those of us that understand the importance of the Constitution, right? Literally, we can go beyond race. You know, we know some things.
No, you're right. I'm going to jump and Zeke, thank you. You're right. It's all about the Bill of Rights, Constitution. The globalists hate it because it points out the people are in charge and creates new processes. I mean, it's perfect. No, but they want to get rid of that. I mean, they even say North Korea is better than America on NBC and CNN. It's crazy. We're going to go to JK in Washington, D.C. JK, you're on the air on this live Sunday broadcast. Thanks for calling, JK.
Yes, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just going to real quickly mention about your products. I've been buying them for the last 8 years, and they're amazing.
Thank you.
They work on liberals and conservatives. So I called to say what I think is the main difference of what we can do compared to the other side, and that is love your enemy. And you can't be a Christian. I hate to say it, but you can't be a Christian unless you love your enemy.
No, I agree. I tend to get where I hate globalists and I hate their minions, but a lot of them are just idiots. I actually feel sorry for them, and not in an elitist way, but it's like, how do you get through to them? And let me ask you this question then. How do you reach out to somebody trying to throw coffee in your face?
I thought of that guy, that goblin who threw coffee on your face. I was just thinking of that. You do have to love him, but you can stop him. If he was trying to kill you, you can kill him first before he kills you. Love your enemy is not what people think.
It's not a suicide note, exactly. They mistranslated, they admit it out of the Hebrew. Thou shalt not kill. It's thou shalt not murder. Correct. Don't go out and randomly kill somebody, but somebody's trying to, the whole Bible, somebody's trying to kill you and your family, rise up and smite them.
Well, Jesus said to the disciples, he knew he was sending them out into the world, about 10 or 12 of them. He said, sell your cloaks and buy a sword or a knife. And then they said, we got these over here. And there were two of them. And he said, that's enough. So he said that. He said, protect yourself. But love your enemy it's not what people think. Love your enemy. It'll keep you from joining them. Love your enemy as you crush their evil. Love your enemy. Hate sucks. There's a lot of different ways to look at it, but that's what's going to separate us. Do they love their enemy? Do the hateful people love their enemies? No, they don't. So that's the nuclear...
No, you're right, and George Washington was the first person in a modern area, it doesn't sound modern, but the last 400 years is more modern, to really not allow any atrocities. And he said, we have to be clean. That's why we're going to win. We cannot engage in atrocities.
And that's what we're built on. And so it's already here. And when Obama said we're not a Christian nation anymore, he was hoping that was the case, but it's not the case. We are, and I'm saying true Christians, and you can't be a true Christian if you don't love your enemy. And everyone just needs to try that, and that's what
we're doing. No, I agree, but it's hard to love Hillary. But I hear what you're saying. I love the human she was once, but I hate her evil. I'm going to fight her. Great points. JK, thank you for the call. Now we're going bam, bam, bam. David in Washington, Dennis in Kentucky, Perry, John, Don, Karen, everybody. Your call straight ahead on the other side of this break. They're trying to block us. Spread those links.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, we got Paul Watson co-hosting with me this week, a couple days. We've also got Milo Yiannopoulos in studio co-hosting. Big broadcast week coming up, the weekday transmission. We've got our review coming up with Paul Watson, speaking to him, of Black Panther. I haven't seen it yet, but he breaks it down. So that's coming up. We got David and Donna and like 100 other callers here. Well, I'm trying to get as many of you can. Just get your point out. I need to thank me. I thank you. You're awesome calling in. We'll move to the next person. We've got Donna and Corey and Danielle and so many others I'm going to go to. And David, Donna in California. Thanks for calling, Donna. You're on the air.
Alex, my privilege to speak with you. I feel like I was divinely found. I found you divinely. You and your family and everyone's in my prayers daily.
Well, thank you. I need those prayers, sweetheart.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I really cover you with the prayers. And, you know, and like I said, I found you, maybe this year sometime, but the products are wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, I'm trying them all, but I've got my favorites. I'm doing good on that. And I just wanted to say that, you know, it is so much, what I've just heard over the broadcast over the last several months, it is so much. And I make little notes. And today, that's why I'm calling, because I just made some notes. I said, you know, the Clinton Foundation, the slush funds for the government lawsuit payoffs, the $21 trillion unsupported adjustments, on and on and on. And I'm old enough to remember the Great Society, when Johnson brought that in. And I remember my parents saying, oh, man, this is the beginning of the end. Well, here we are. Here I am, have lived the history of all this to see what's going on. So keep up the good work. I love you. You're telling the truth, and I'm so glad I found you.
Donna, you're awesome. Please don't thank me anymore. But absolutely, it's not that your parents were bad people. They knew if you just gave your kids everything, it'd ruin them. And then your loving parent, you still do it. And it's just you can't. But it's like doing this to a culture will destroy everything. And it's such an epic time to be alive. But look at how they're having to pull out all the stops with their lying. That shows me the establishment's on its last legs. But that doesn't mean that when this establishment collapses, we're in some heaven. We then have to be good and honorable, and we have to go out and work hard, employ people, and build a future. Because if we don't do it, Donna, who will?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you've got my support. I'm like I said, I'm getting the products. I'm getting the word out. It's just awesome to have found you, because I feel I have found the truth. And you know, Devin Nunes is my congressman out here in California.
He's awesome.
And I wrote him. You know, I get his emails, and I wanted to respond the other day, and then I got something back about government servers and all this stuff, and I had sent something to him before and didn't see that, so I just didn't even go there.
There's an info war going on by the globalists. And I'm glad you raised that. That's the problem. There's so much we don't have time to cover it all. That's why I'm so frustrated constantly, because I'm not doing a good job. Because you just that's why I take more calls. You reminded me. I've had my crew send me this. I've had Roger Stone send it, and I've seen it. When you're going to Congress, or your congressman sends you something, if he's a Republican or she's a Republican, Google will say stuff like, these are government servers. We're not sure this is safe. They're trying to get between you and your congressperson. Is that what you're talking about? Because I've seen that.
Yeah, and because I am, see, I'm an old lady kind of, but it's kind of funny. I'm still working, but I'm a computer tech. I have so embraced all this technology. I had to learn it. So,
sure. Well, they're scared of Nunes. They're scared of anybody with a backbone. So anybody with a backbone, Google's playing their games.
Yeah, and well, okay. And then guess what? I had my accounts hacked last week through PayPal and then ultimately...
No, I hear you, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. They're trying to intimidate everybody. We're in a war. And and people shouldn't get scared and go, oh, God, if I fight, they'll get me. No, fight harder. We're in a war. They're having to do all this to average people as an attempt to bloody your nose and make you roll over. Can you imagine what they'll do, Donna, if we roll over, how bad it'll be?
No, this old lady's not rolling over. And so anyway, I didn't answer their little questions about the server and all that junk. So I wrote Devin a letter. And I thought, well, I'm going to try snail mail, and I sent it to Washington. That was all when the memo was coming out and all that stuff. But I told him in there that I feel like I've hooked up with the real news info.
Absolutely. God bless you. So, and that's what it is, folks. They are so scared of you communicating with real people because they know you're awake, and they're doing all sorts of weird crap, and it's admitted. And, I mean, I'm telling millions of people you're Russian agents. If you're pro-America and sending them emails, Twitter, that is so aggressive and bullyish. I mean, it's like saying you're a child molester. You're a, you know, it's sick. Let's take another call before we go to break here. It's been on the longest here. Thank you, Donna. Let's talk to David in Washington. David, thanks for calling. Go ahead. Hi, David.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Sorry, but it's my first time calling.
Well, go ahead and finish your point.
Oh, so the guy, Nicholas Cruz?
Yes.
Yep. Everybody says that he's part of the white supremacy, but he's like fake news. So I looked at a comment and tell one particular comment, and I was, what the hell? The comment said that the Nicholas Cruz, the forger, was a Trump supporter. I was like,
absolutely. What? Let me let you go on that point. We don't know what any of this is. He was in foster care. He was mentally ill. His brother's in a mental institution. He's just a classic cutout. We don't know. The point is, the FBI was warned. They did nothing. And so we know there's a major, major cover-up going on. Now look at all these callers. Corey, I appreciate your call. We've got so many people here to go to, but we've got to go to break here in just a minute. Carlos, 30 seconds from Canada. Carlos, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Just a reminder to anyone who is examining what a globalist is. In many, many instances, these globalists are very wealthy individuals who head corporations, the size of which and the volumes of sales greater than entire nations. And these individuals, in my opinion, the best analogy is to think of them as children with a gun. You say, wait a second, do you extract the child or do you take the gun away? Corporatism, corporations, revenues, shareholdings are so enormous these days that people...
That's right. Most of these Fortune 100 are bigger than top governments. They're arrogant. They've gotten away with everything, and they're just running wild. And Trump is just trying to slow that down a little, and they're throwing a temper tantrum.
There is a solution, Alex. And if you give me a minute, I'll explain how to go about it.
Real fast, give us a solution. We got to go to break.
Solution is simply to examine the Federal Reserve and the central banking financing of corporations. Corporations always tell you to your face that they're responsible to their shareholders. Therefore, they should not be involved in national issues. They should be involved...
No, that's right. They talk about... I think they backfired here. Trying to make it all about Russians meddling. What about big banks, money, power, Democratic Party? Exactly. Great point. We'll be back. Carlos, you're awesome. Stay with us. 30 minutes of transmission left. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, 50% off on our top-selling fluoride-free toothpaste, but it's about to end. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us during this Sunday transmission. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And in this short segment, I wanted to break down two incredibly important facts of logic, of common law. First off, some of the parents and some of the victims of the tragic event last week in Florida that left 17 dead have asked President Trump to do something and to stop it now, stop the gun violence. You can't ban evil. It's up to all of us to be prepared for it, to be ready for it, and to not help create a climate with all the psychotropic drugs and all the shoot 'em up video games and all the nihilistic death culture. It's up to all of us to do something about that and to also see the warning signs of someone that called himself school shooter for 2 years and who we've interviewed people that call the FBI on him when he said he was going to shoot up the school. We've had him on our show Friday. No coverage in the media. We've had students from the school that survived. and saying that they believe there should have been, you know, armed teachers there, like the Trump-supporting coach that rushed and saved a bunch of people and got shot and killed. Why didn't he have a concealed carry? So we can't mitigate all evil. We can't stop all evil. We can't guarantee that as long as there's, you know, free will, that we can make the world a utopia. Everyone that says they can do that is a liar. And by the way, I am trying to do something. It's communism and socialism and fascism and authoritarianism that has killed over 200 million people in the 20th and early part of 21st century, and that's on record. And so you look at the Islamists killing millions every year and targeting Christians, and it's not even on our news. They won't even say it's Islam when it happens. But when you get 17 people killed, it is the end of the world, and all gun owners, by extension, are then guilty. And people like Jimmy Kimmel get up on TV and say, you dirty Christians and the NRA, stuff in your pockets, it's your fault. It's not my fault that I live in America where our forebears believed that the citizens had a right to arm themselves for the first time in history except for Switzerland. I am proud of that fact. When you go to Infowars.com, you'll see all the articles right there with Mitt Romney and all the rest of these people getting on the bandwagon saying, yes, do something. We do have the mental health laws. We do have the things in place. And over again, nothing's done. So that's the big truth. You can't ban evil. But you can do things that mitigate it and control it and cut it down. And everything we're doing with Hollywood and this culture and all this nihilism and all this garbage is making it worse. Not in the mass shooting area, that's flat. But culturally, there are a lot of mental illness problems. There are a lot of other issues that we cover. Now, that said, the epic news. The other great truth is the CIA and others actually say that the Cold War for monopolar U.S. control was won by the early 1990s, but that was the Third World War, and that it was an info war and a cold war, and they call the coming cyber war, economic war, global system, with terrorism and the rest of it, the Fourth World War. The issue is that the globalists are actually playing nation states off against each other, and there's a fight to return America to the people again, and that's the big, huge fight that's happening that they don't want you to debate, that they don't want you to know, that they don't want you to discuss. And that's why when there's giant Islamic attacks and hundreds killed every month by people driving trucks over folks, they don't even call it Islamic. It's barely in the news, and they sure as hell don't sit there and then blame the truck manufacturers, though they have put up what they call freedom barriers all over Europe, where you can't have any open squares because Muslims will run over you. Hundreds and hundreds. I mean, you've seen it. It's incredible. But again, just like with guns, if you were going to sit there and blame gun owners, well, then you have to blame all car owners for anybody that ever uses a car as a weapon to kill people. And cars kill a lot more people every year, obviously, than guns do. So there's this big, epic, historic battle going on right now. And you've got real history being overwritten, and you've got Marvel Comics kind of writing its whole new history. We'll cover coming up later in the last segment of today's radio show with Paul Watson's review of the new Black Panther movie, fourth largest grossing film in history. Fake quasi-history, but people take this stuff as like real history versus real history. But there is a huge, epic, historical crossroads battle happening right now. It doesn't mean nationalists are perfect. It doesn't mean Trump's perfect. What it means is, though, he's really trying to be the president, really trying to return power back into the United States, the sovereignty back into our Congress, back into our courts, back into our legislatures. And that's why the foreign offshore globalist power is saying he's an outside power. That's why they're saying I'm an outside power and you didn't really vote for Trump because you can't really be an American. They're saying you don't have a stake as an American, and if you try to vote and act as one, somehow you're with a foreign power. That's the incredible psych warfare alchemy crap that's totally fallen on its face, where they've indicted a troll farm that it turns out BuzzFeed wrote about and that we talked about in 2013-2014 that was pro-Sanders and pro-Soros, whoever pays them. And it turns out most of their work has been to just make money by whoever's paying them. It's kind of like they talked about the $200,000 package that RT bought in 2016 because Twitter sold them the ad package. They tried to sell us ad packages. I bought ad packages before on Facebook, not on Twitter. And they tell you the keywords to promote and what to do. And that's the Russian bots is RT, $200,000. They want them to buy millions of dollars worth of it, like the other media did during the whole campaign. So there is no Russian collusion. That's been proven. It's a way to change the subject away from the epic battle of the attempt to restore our republic and bring our country back. And the globalists wanted them to be able to point to all the independent real media that's exposing their narratives and their propaganda and their lies and say that InfoWars and News Wars, that we're all Russian agents. That is so authoritarian, so dangerous, and so out of control. They don't want us there so we can point out, here's just a few examples, of where the New York Daily News and others ran the headline that the killer was trained by the NRA, that he went to a white supremacist compound. Both those were lies. They know it wasn't true. They still won't retract. We write about it to show how it's a lie. They said no Republican would come on and talk about the shooting. It turned out they banned all the Republicans and that they'd all actually been doing interviews, and Ted Cruz was smart enough to document it and take photos of it. So that's what Mr. Cuomo does when he's not involved in hit-and-run operations, when he's drunk driving, is he goes, oh, everybody's scared to come on my show when they're not having anyone on. And it's, again, just a new level of lying. CNN reports that pro-gun tweets are coming from Russia bots. That's from Twitchy up on InfoWars.com. So that's how they operate. That's how they do it. And it's really, simply put, amazing. I'm begging everybody to understand, we're in an information war. And the reason Trump's hated is he's actually doing what he said he would do and trying to restore the sovereignty of the nation. Mitt Romney, that I was just showing you the article, it's up on InfoWars.com, is getting ready to run for the Senate. So he's positioned to look like a winner and run against Trump in 2020. And he's going to be the establishment's real challenger because he wants to keep us in TPP and all these global governance situations. And the elite doesn't know what to do because they're entitled and believe they control this country. They are the multinational combines that have hijacked it. They are the issue. They are the problem, and they need to be exposed. And I know you as an audience know that. The reason they're trying to contain us and the reason they're trying to block you sharing the articles and videos and people reporting it everywhere is because they know it's effective and they know you're effective. And if they can silence InfoWars, they can silence you. All right. That's it for this special transmission. Again, coming up, the final segment of the radio show today, we're going to do our analysis of Black Panther, the movie, and look at it from all different angles and more. And then there'll be the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show. Be sure to watch the other broadcasts as well with David Knight and Owen Short and many others as we expand the amount of transmissions coming out every day, now 10 hours live from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
On this Sunday evening in the final segment, I am Alex Jones, your host. I want to go to a very interesting piece that Paul Watson put together over the weekend dealing with the new Black Panther movie that is now the fourth largest grossing movie on opening weekend ever and may even eclipse that. Okay, great. I hope it does well. I can't stand these new superhero movies because they try to pack too much into it. It's like watching a World of Warcraft video game or something. Kind of like the first Hobbit they just came back out with was pretty good. But by the third installment, I thought I was again watching World of Warcraft. It's just ruined. And I've seen the trailers. It looks like some of the same garbage. I hope it's different because I like a fantasy film as much as anybody does. My problem is over and over and over and over and over again, these films are political. And they admit this one is political. What I know is this. I'm going to go see the film this week and I'll give you my review. Because something hype this big, I need to be able to actually see it so I can analyze it. Hollywood is in free fall right now and is down over 20% in the last year. And they're down more than 40% in the last couple decades because people are sick of them. And it's the same phenomenon we're now seeing with the Oscars collapse in their viewership or the Golden Globes or any of these programs. People, quite frankly, are sick and tired of it. And they just don't want to sit there and watch the establishment anymore. They want real stuff, even if it's a train wreck, like InfoWars is sometimes. And that's why you see the Olympics having their ratings go into the toilet instead of stratospheric. People are tuning out. Now, that creates the perfect storm of mainstream media coming in and wanting to censor, wanting to shut down new alternative competition, whether that competition is accurate or not, it fills the spectrum. They don't want it there, and they admit they don't want it there because it is basically exposing them. Not just the media complex, but the whole government complex, all of these white shoe boy Harvard types that think they're the new elites. They're the ones pushing identity politics and race politics and betting on that to control the population because they know the people, not just here but worldwide, are awake to what they've done and what they have become. I like going and seeing an exotic film set in some far-off imaginary world like this mythical kingdom in Africa. But I don't like being lectured about how evil I am or told this is a film with a 99% score, which we all know is baloney. So let's hear from Paul Joseph Watson as we conclude this global Sunday transmission.
The Black Panther movie is a piece of shit. I haven't actually seen it, but we now apparently live in a world where the quality of a movie is determined before it's even released solely on the basis of how woke it is. So it doesn't even matter whether I've seen it or not.
If you give Black Panther a bad review, you're racist. I don't care.
The very fact that you're ordering me to like it or be called racist, the very fact that you're so fragile, you're talking about censoring bad movie reviews as hate speech to artificially keep the ranking high, means I'm going to say it's a piece of shit. You know why? Because I don't like being told what to think. So it's a piece of shit.
You white people, stay the out of our way on Feb 16.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if all white people boycotted Black Panther on its release date, given that they make up about 62% of the US population, Black Panther would be a total flop. For which you probably blame white people.
So I carefully did not buy Black Panther tickets for the opening weekend because I did not want to be the white person sucking black joy out of the theatre. What's the appropriate day for me to buy tickets is next weekend, okay?
It's never okay, bigot. By buying a ticket, you could be taking up a seat that would otherwise have been taken by a black person. Why are you disenfranchising African Americans? So if you go and see the Black Panther movie as a white person, that's bad. And if you don't go and see it because maybe like me, you're not into movies about comic book heroes, that's bad too because it means you're racist.
Black Panther's Wakanda gets everything right about Africa that Trump got so wrong.
Yeah, let me explain something. Africa is a real continent with real countries. Wakanda doesn't exist. But wait, let's say it did exist. Wakanda is actually almost identical to the very stereotype of what you say Trump is trying to create in America. Wakanda is homogenous. Wakanda is isolationist. Wakanda is willing to exploit its natural resources. Wakanda is protected by walls. Wakanda doesn't allow immigration. Wakanda is based around national self-interest. That's literally everything you say Trump is bad for doing. But when fictional black people are doing it, suddenly it's amazing. BuzzFeed.
Finally seeing black people ruling their black country on their black continent, minding their black business, thriving with their black dollars and black resources.
Right, so now you're in favor of an ethno-state. I mean, gee, all you need to do is replace one word, and BuzzFeed and the alt-right would be on the exact same page. So Black Lives Matter are portrayed as the villains. The hero is a nationalist. The hero is basically Black Trump. Why is Hollywood pandering to racist Trump supporters? But seriously, it sounds like a lot of social justice warriors are going to be very disappointed with this movie.
More than a movie, Black Panther is a movement. Black people have been striving to remind the world for years that Africa is a continent, not a country. A continent made up of nations rich with histories and achievements in fields from the arts to mathematics. But such representation is seldom being portrayed by Hollywood. Then along came Black Panther, which opens in theaters across the country on Friday.
Okay, this is Wakanda, and this is Africa. Africa is portrayed as a hole because it's a hole. It's not a high-tech Hollywood CGI futurescape. Africa has fundamental problems. Poverty, disease, starvation, poor infrastructure, rampant political corruption. 6 million slaves who were enslaved by other Africans. None of these problems are going to be fixed by the portrayal of a place that doesn't exist in a movie. That's like saying the movie Wall-E was going to fix the Earth's environmental problems. It's that dumb. Also, why are all these leftists white-splaining to black people, telling them that the Black Panther movie is some kind of Emancipation Proclamation 2.0? I mean, talk about bigotry of low expectations. You think an entire ethnic group is so fragile it needs a comic book character for self-validation? Sounds pretty racist to me. If this movie is so empowering and such a force of nature, Why can't you tolerate criticism of it? I mean, when dictators get 98% of the vote in sham elections, it's not normally because 98% of the population really likes them. It's normally because there are consequences for not voting for a dictator. One reviewer gave Black Panther 3 out of 5. Pretty good review, right? No, not good enough. He was immediately threatened with physical violence. This is less like a movie and more like a cult. It's like the Church of Scientology. No criticism allowed. Oh, isn't it funny how a real black hero is being completely overshadowed by a comic book character? Both are starring in movies, but Anthony Sadler helped stop a terrorist attack. He subdued a terrorist. He saved countless lives. He's a real hero. This guy put on a leotard and pretended to be the king of a fictional country. And which black hero does the entertainment industry worship and exalt? Leotard guy. The dude who looks like Catwoman got a sex change. That's your hero. Could it be anything to do with the fact that Sadler's movie is directed by an evil conservative? And despite being panned by the critics, Clint Eastwood's film, featuring a real black hero, did well at the box office. What's all this crap about first black superhero?
I mean, there's been tons of black superheroes. Storm, War Machine, Luke Cage over there on Netflix, Nick Fury, Cyborg over in the f***ing DC universe, that f***ing stupid flying guy with the fake wings. I don't remember what his name is. Who cares? But there's lots of black characters. Tons of them. Tons of black superhero characters. And then they say, oh, well, he's not the first black superhero, but he's the first black superhero to ever have his own movie. That's not true either. There was the entire Blade trilogy. There was f***ing Spawn. There was Steel. A terrible movie, but still a black superhero movie. Meteor Man, Blank Man, Hancock with Will Smith. You could even make a case for Men in Black, also with Will Smith.
But given its hype about being a watershed cultural moment for social justice, why are there no gay people in the Black Panther movie? Not so woke after all. I don't see many disabled, autistic, Muslim furry dwarves in there either. Bigots. So the media's all like, conservatives are angry at the Black Panther movie. They're so triggered. I'm not angry at the movie. I'm unimpressed by your transparent effort to exploit the movie for racist, divisive social engineering by relentlessly shoving it down everyone's throats, telling us what we can and can't think, lecturing us on how we should behave because of our skin colour. No, f*** you. Not liking a crappy feminist Ghostbusters remake doesn't make me a sexist. Not genuflecting in front of Black Panther as the greatest movie of all time doesn't make me a racist. So if you're looking forward to seeing Black Panther, then good. I hope you enjoy it. But how did we get to the point where everything is so hyper-partisan, everything is so divisive, that a comic book movie becomes a huge wedge issue? Don't we have enough to bicker about and hate each other for already? Stop policing people's thoughts down to a level where they're racist if they don't like a movie. That's stupid. If I want to call this movie a piece of shit, then I will. This movie is a piece of shit.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.